Narration for Mohini Ekadashi. Shri Yudhishthir Maharaj said, O Janardhan, what is the name of the Ekadashi that occurs during the light fortnight of the month of Vaishakh? That is, during the Shukla Paksh, during the month of April or May. What is the process for observing it properly? Kindly narrate all of these details to me. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Shri Krishna replied, O blessed son of Dharma, what Vashishth Muni once told to Lord Ramchandra, I shall now describe to you. Please hear me attentively. Lord Ramchandra asked Vashishth Muni, O great sage, I would like to hear about the best of all fasting days, that day which destroys all kinds of sins and sorrows. I have suffered long enough in separation from my dear Sita, and so I wish to hear from you about how my suffering can be ended. The sage Vashishth replied, O Lord Ram, O you whose intelligence is so keen, simply by remembering your name one can cross the ocean of the material world. You have questioned me in order to benefit all of humanity and fulfill everyone's desires. I shall now describe that day of fasting which purifies the whole world. O Ram, that day is known as Vaishakha Shukla Ekadashi, which falls on Dwadashi. It removes all sins and is famous as Mohini Ekadashi. Truly, O dear Ram, the merits of this Ekadashi frees the fortunate soul who observes it from the network of illusion. Therefore, if you want to relieve your sufferings, observe this auspicious Ekadashi perfectly, for it removes all obstacles from one's path and relieves the greatest miseries. Kindly listen as I describe its glories, because for one who even just hears about this auspicious Ekadashi, the greatest sins are nullified. On the banks of the Saraswati River, there was once a beautiful city named Bhadravati, which was ruled by King Dyutiman. O Ram, that steadfast, truthful, and highly intelligent king was born in the dynasty of the moon, that is, Chandravansh. In his kingdom was a merchant named Dhanpal, who possessed a great deal of wealth, of food grains and money. He was also very pious. Dhanpal arranged for lakes to be dug, sacrificial arenas to be erected, and beautiful gardens to be cultivated for the benefit of all citizens of Bhadravati. He was an excellent devotee of Lord Vishnu, and he had 5 sons: Sumana, Dyutimana, Medhavi, Sukriti, and Drishtibuddhi. Unfortunately, his son Drishtibuddhi always engaged in greatly sinful activities, such as sleeping with prostitutes and associating with similar degraded persons. Drishtibuddhi enjoyed illicit sex, gambling, and many other varieties of acts aimed at gratifying the senses. He also disrespected the demigods, the Brahmins, the forefathers, and other elders of the community, as well as his family guests. The evil-hearted Drishtibuddhi spent up his father's wealth indiscriminately, always feasting on untouchable foods and drinking alcohol to excess. One day, Dhanpal kicked Drishtibuddhi out of the house after he saw him walking along the road arm in arm with a known prostitute. From then on, all Drishtibuddhi's relatives were highly critical of him and distanced themselves from him as well. After he had sold all of his inherited ornaments and became destitute, the prostitute also abandoned him and insulted him because of his poverty. Drishtibuddhi was now full of anxiety and very hungry. He thought, "What should I do? Where should I go? How can I maintain myself?" He began to steal. The king's constables arrested him, but when they learned who he was and that his father was the famous Dhanpal, they released him. He was caught and released in this way many times. But at last, sick of his arrogance and total disrespect for others and their property, the ill-mannered Drishtibuddhi was apprehended, handcuffed, and then beaten. After whipping him, the king's marshals warned him, "O evil-minded one, there is no place for you in this kingdom." However, Drishtibuddhi was freed from his tribulation by his father and immediately thereafter entered the dense forest. He wandered here and there, hungry and thirsty and suffering greatly. Eventually, he began killing the jungle animals, the lions, deer, boar, and even wolves for food. Always ready in his hand was his bow, and always on his shoulder was his quiver full of arrows. He also killed many birds, such as chakoras, peacocks, kankas, doves, and pigeons. He unhesitantly slaughtered many species of birds and animals to maintain his sinful way of life. The sinful results accumulating more and more each day. On account of his previous sins, he was now immersed in an ocean of great sin that was so relentless that it appeared that he could not get out. Drishtibuddhi was always miserable and anxious. But one day, during the month of Vaishakh, by the force of some of his past merit, he chanced upon the sacred ashram of Kaundilya Muni. The great sage had just finished bathing in the Ganges River, and water was dripping from him still. Drishtibuddhi had the great fortune to touch some of those droplets of water that were falling from the great sage's wet clothing. Instantly, Drishtibuddhi was freed of his ignorance and his sinful reactions were reduced. Offering his humble obeisances to Kaundilya Muni, Drishtibuddhi prayed to him with joined palms. "O great Brahmana, please describe to me some of the atonements I may perform without too much endeavor. I have committed so many sins in my life that these have now made me very poor." The great Rishi replied, "O son, listen with great attention, for by hearing me, your life will change and you will become free of all your remaining sins. In the light fortnight of this very month, Vaishakh, there occurs the sacred Mohini Ekadashi, which has the power to nullify sins as vast and weighty as Mount Sumeru. If you follow my advice and faithfully observe a fast on this Ekadashi, which is so dear to Lord Hari, you will be freed from all the sinful reactions of many, many births." Hearing these words with great joy, Drishtibuddhi promised to observe a fast on Mohini Ekadashi, according to the sage's instructions and direction. "O best of kings, O Ramchandra Bhagwan, by fasting completely on the Mohini Ekadashi, the once sinful Drishtibuddhi, the prodigal son of the merchant Dhanpal, became sinless. Afterwards, he achieved a beautiful transcendental form and, free at last of all obstacles, rode upon the carrier of Lord Vishnu, Garuda, to the supreme abode of the Lord. O Ramchandra, the fast day of Mohini Ekadashi removes the darkest illusory attachments to the material existence. Thus, there is no better fast day in all the three worlds than this. Lord Shri Krishna concluded, "And so, O Yudhishthir, there is no place of pilgrimage, no sacrifice, and no charity that can bestow merit equal to even 1/16th of the merit a faithful devotee of mine obtains by observing the Mohini Ekadashi. And he who hears and studies the glories of Mohini Ekadashi achieves the merit of giving away 1,000 cows in charity." Thus ends the narration of the glories of Vaishakha Shukla Ekadashi or Mohini Ekadashi from the Kurma Purana. There's a footnote at the end. If the holy fast falls on Dwadashi, it is still called Ekadashi in the Vedic literature. Furthermore, in Garuda Purana 1.125.6, Lord Brahma states to Narad Muni, "O Brahmana, this fast should be observed when there is a full Ekadashi, a mixture of Ekadashi and Dwadashi, or a mixture of three, Ekadashi, Dwadashi and Trayodashi, but never on the day when there is a mixture of Dashmi and Ekadashi." This is also upheld in the Hari Bhakti Vilas, Vaishnav Smriti Shastras, and upheld by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada in his Navdweep Panjika introduction. Thus ends the narration of the glories of Vaishakha Shukla Ekadashi or Mohini Ekadashi, including the notes. Hare Krishna.